Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Hello, somebody. I'm Mary M. McGraw, and this is my first podcast. I am so excited. I have with me today my guest, my friend, my sister.
Hello, everybody.
Kelly Allison. Amen. Thank you for being on with me on this afternoon. And I just wanted to talk about something that First Lady Michelle Obama had said a month ago that she had shared with thousands of us that had tuned in, I should say million of us. And she was talking about low-key, she was feeling depressed during the lockdown, during the quarantine. And what comes from the heart touches the heart. And what she said really touched my heart. Right. And I began to examine myself and was saying, you know, do I feel, you know, depressed? Because we know the enemy comes to, you know, make us feel depressed, less worth or anything, you know. And so I was just, you know, saying, you know, Lord, show me. Am I feeling these things? Because what does depressed look like? You know, I could be talking to you on the phone, but not realizing that you're depressed. You know, we wear many hats. Yes, you know, definitely. You're first lady, or I'm first lady. Right. You know, there's things where, you know, we go through, we deal with, you know, and we know to go to God in prayer. That's who we should be going to. Right. But every now and then, you know, we just have a moment to where we're like, whoa, this is a lot. So what is your thought on that?
Well, you know, it's true. It's a lot going on with this pandemic. It was something that we had never, you know, experienced. And all of a sudden, you know, we can't go out nowhere. We can't go shopping. We can't, you know, hardly go. We can go to the grocery store, but you got to be careful. And it put a lot of fear, I think, in people.
Yes.
You know, because it was just a lot of unknown. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't know how it started, how it's going to be spreading. It, you know, so it kind of made you feel a little, you know, a little at ease. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I know for me it did, you know, because I'm an outdoor person. And I think one of the reasons why what Lady Michelle has said touched my heart, because, you know, I'm used to going outdoors, running, you know, five miles, you know, and that was my time, you know, to talk to the Lord, you know, and it was like, okay, I can't do that because of this quarantine. And, you know, it had me to reach out to other women in our congregation to check on them, you know.
Right.
How are you doing? How are you feeling? You know, and coming up with something that will motivate, you know, the women. And not just women, but men as well. So, you know, I know that you have your own business.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I focus on a lot during quarantine. I am still working, and I was working the whole time. So, you know, and there, like I said, it was a lot of unknown. You know, you didn't know if you're going to have a job and, you know, anything like that. But I kind of focus on, okay, what can I do to keep myself busy, you know, when I am, you know, at home. And so I have always did a lot of crafts and sewing and just do things to keep busy. So that's kind of what I, you know, focus on, just working on the gift that God had given me, and kind of, you know, motivating myself, you know, like the song says, sometimes we have to encourage ourselves.
Amen.
You know,
that's the truth.
You can't always depend on other people mm-hmm. to do that for you. So I was able to just trust God. And, mm-hmm. you know, he's, you know, sometimes we do get sad because mm-hmm. we have so much going on in our lives. Mm-hmm. And then you got pandemic and mm-hmm. then you got fires going on.
Oh,
and
goodness.
It's like, oh, Lord, this truly is the last days, you know.
Right.
So, you and in saying that, you know, you think about, okay, am I right with God?
Right, you know, exactly.
And, you know, what do I need to work on?
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And so I kind of feel like that's the purpose of this,
yeah.
this time. So really
it
focus
really
on,
is.
Yeah.
It really is to focus not on anybody else but ourselves,
right.
you know,
right.
to get our house in ready.
Right.
You know, it reminded me the scripture about the ten virgins.
Right.
You know,
right.
and how five
right.
didn't make it mm-hmm. in, you know, wasn't that they weren't saved.
Right. Right.
They weren't ready.
Yeah.
You
right.
know, and we have to be ready,
exactly.
you know,
yeah.
and at all costs. So every day we have to examine ourselves. Lord, if there's any darkness in us, remove
right.
it.
Right.
You know, if there's anything that is not like you, remove it. And that's just being transparent,
right.
you
right.
know.
Yeah.
So right. with that being said, how was the church?
You know, everything is, when the pandemic started, you know, we had to close churches. We couldn't go to church. So that was kind of a,
wait
you know,
a minute.
That's a different experience.
Not being able to go to
I
church.
I know, right? You know. So, you know, you couldn't get up, you get dressed, mm-hmm. and you know our routine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to look good,
yes.
you know, going to church
yes.
and praising the Lord. But
yes.
we couldn't really do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, then what?
Right.
You know, that's
right.
what you think. It's like,
right.
okay, what do we do now?
Mm-hmm.
We can't go to church.
Right. So you have
you
to
know?
Think fast,
right.
you
and
know?
It's like, no, you gotta, you know, God is still God.
God is still
you know?
God.
And he still deserves our mm-hmm. praise
yes.
and our thanks
yes.
and, you know, all that we have.
That
so,
is true.
Yeah.
Because with that, you know, couldn't go to church. So the wheels just started turning
right.
for me. You know, it's like, okay, I was talking to my husband. I was like, okay, we got to get on Zoom. We got to do this. We got to do
right.
that. And, but what about our older saints that are not,
right.
you know, technical savvy? I was like, well, we have our food bank, you know. Maybe I can send out a text, you know, call them, have them to meet us down at the church and, you know, show them how to download Zoom. And even on their phone or their personal computer, it was, you know, during all that, you still can be low-key
right.
depressed.
Right.
But you still
got
to keep...
It's different.
It is.
It's a change.
It's a change,
you know?
Yeah.
You like to change, so...
No.
Yeah.
And I'm finding out it ain't just older people that don't like change. It's young
yeah.
people. I was like, hold
yes.
on, what?
Yes. yes.
Yeah.
And if you're not... technologically
right.
savvy.
Yes.
You know, I've had to learn how to record and do all that. And, you know, it's a change. So,
it really is.
Yeah.
It's a change.
And it's easy just to kind of feel like, oh, I don't want to do this,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
and stay in your pajamas all
right.
day.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but, you know, you have to come out of that.
You have
yeah.
to come out of
yeah.
that. And coming out of that is getting in our word.
Right.
Getting in our word and, you know, just thanking God for, you know, the daily, his daily
right.
bread,
right.
daily health,
right.
just daily, talking to him and meditating with
right.
him. And and I found out that his word, oh my gosh, it helps.
Yes,
it helps just to stay focused
right.
and to deal with all of this. Because as some of you know, you have tuned into Hello Somebody podcast. We've been dealing with fires,
right.
smoke,
right.
you know, and we've been praying for the rain, and the Lord has heard our
yes.
prayers.
Amen.
I tell
Amen.
You, the saints of God was praying everywhere.
Right.
And, you know, I was calling down in Portland. We have friends down there. I've been keeping up with Supervisor
right.
Trina, you know,
right.
on her page and everything. And I tell you, God has heard our cry. Yes, yes. But it's for us to continue.
Right. Yeah.
To continue to pray.
Don't stop.
Don't stop. Right. And that's the thing. We just being complacent. Mm-hmm. He's saying, stop that.
Right.
Come on,
right.
Get out of that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And some of us are still complacent even during all of this.
Right.
They still ain't
right.
moving.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they when are you gonna open up the church building? When you are the church.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Yes.
But they won't get on Zoom.
Right, right.
They won't get on any, you know, other source of worship that you have provided for them because
right.
they want to come in the church.
In the house of God.
They don't even want to be in the parking lot. I want to come inside you. You're the church.
Right, right. And I think that this is our test. This is a testing time for us, you know,
yes.
to see where we are at and to really examine ourselves and are we truly with God?
Right.
You know, are we doing what we need to do
mm-hmm.
and, you know, using what God has given us and provided for us,
mm-hmm.
you know, to the fullest.
Right.
You know, we're just saying, okay, oh, well, are we sitting back waiting for somebody else to do it?
Right.
You know.
And we can't be sitting back. Mm-hmm. We have to be about God's business just because of the quarantine, you know, what's going on with the pandemic, you know, making sure you wear your mask, making sure
right.
you're, you know, social distancing. The gospel still has
yes.
to go out.
Yes, it does.
Amen?
Yeah, it does.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So, show us some of your beautiful
okay.
items.
So, in quarantine, I have been doing a lot of sewing. So, I have a few items that I have brought with me. I have a couple of tote bags that I have made.
Beautiful.
And so, I like it. To little different. It's mm-hmm. got a couple little pockets on the front, but I, you know, want to give you a little, you know, example of what's on inside.
Mm-hmm.
Not something plain. Got a little, you know, a little pizzazz
yes,
to
I
it.
Like that.
So
yes.
you know, we as women we like to carry a lot
mm-hmm.
of stuff, and
mm-hmm.
you know, we like to have something looking nice. So
right.
I've got that one, and also beautiful blue one. I
that
love
blue
this blue.
Is popping.
Yes,
I
yes,
love that.
Yeah. And on the inside of this one, got a
mm-hmm.
little, you know, pop to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I have been doing a lot of sewing, and so I'm really kind of trying to make this a business
mm-hmm.
and not just a hobby.
Right.
So, if you are interested, if you need something, I am working full time, so I am trying to. Work as fast as I can to get things done. Hopefully you can see this in the camera. All right. How about we bring
that.
It over in the
yeah.
middle? How about that?
That is
so this
beautiful.
One I haven't finished. I've got a little zipper I'm going to put in the front there. But
mm-hmm.
this is just something I made.
So what size would you say this is that will complement?
This is a
small. A
so
small?
Most, of, I mean, of course,
mm-hmm.
I'm small, so that's kind of what I've been working. I'm the model, so I've been working on my size,
mm-hmm.
but... I definitely can make something for you, customize,
mm-hmm.
you know, just take some measurements
mm-hmm.
and see what we can
so,
do.
This is this, really nice.
Yeah. So this is kind of a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
You can wear it with a dress or a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I have another one that's also made in a lace.
Gorgeous.
And this is a little bit longer, so I just really like this style.
This
it's kind
is
of vintage.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah.
That is nice. Beautiful.
Yeah. Long in the back here. So
nice.
Yeah, so that's...
I love that.
Yeah, I'm just using the gift that God has given me. So giving him all the glory for
Amen.
That. You know.
Amen. Well, that is beautiful.
Thank you.
I just wanted to recognize all the black businesses during this pandemic. You know, we all... different businesses, what actually all businesses had shut down
right.
During the pandemic. And I just wanted to reach out to the black businesses. So next time when you tune into my podcast, I will have another black-owned business sitting next to me. And so they can show off their business. I really like what you have done.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. that hidden talent. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know,
a lot of people have hidden talent.
They do. Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, what we're going through right now will cause that, you know, to manifest, to come out. You know, who would have known all that was inside little you?
Yeah. More to come.
More to come. Well, I thank you for joining us in Hello Somebody. And remember to let your light shine. You don't know whose life you may save today. Be blessed.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone. Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.